Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
What happened on the previous day, on the day when everybody came down from Judea, from Jerusalem, if you remember, and from the surrounding areas, they went down to him to be baptized. They were baptized by him according to Matthew chapter 3, verse 6. They confessed their sins. Also, at the same time, you remember the questions that were given to him by the Pharisees and the one who came from Jerusalem asking him, who are you? Why are you baptizing? But you notice it's very interesting that John does not mention the actual baptism of Yeshua himself. While Matthew mentioned this, and the Gospel of Luke is mentioned this as well in more details, but just to mention this for the benefit of us all, it says in verse 13 of Matthew chapter 3, then cometh Yeshua from Galilee to the Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. And John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou unto me? Yohanan said to Yeshua. Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. You see, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Yeshua, identified with the people of Jerusalem, with the people of Judea, with the people who came from the region about, who repented, confessing their sin. They wanted a restoration. And he identified with these remnant of Israel in those days. And thank God that there were those in those days that were anticipating the coming of the Messiah. They wanted to be restored back to God. So Yeshua said, allow this to happen, John. For now, it becomes to fulfill all righteousness. It's the right thing to do. I'm going to be allowing you to baptize me. He didn't need to be baptized, Yeshua. Yeshua didn't need to confess their sins because there was no sin in him. He was about 30 years of age by now. He lived a perfect life. He was born to the Virgin Miriam. He was sinless one. And yet, he identified with the people of Israel who wanted to repent and confess their sins and wanted to be restored back to the Lord. And so you notice what we read? In verse 16 of Matthew chapter 3, Yeshua, when he was baptized, he went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Notice that. God, the Holy Spirit, in a form or in an appearance of the dove, came and lightened upon the person of Yeshua the Messiah, who just came out of the water of baptism. And then the voice from heaven came. This is the voice of God the Father, who said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. You know, this is also very precious, because in these two verses, Matthew 3, 16 and 17, we see the whole three persons of the Godhead. God the Son as man, Yeshua, Jesus, coming out of the water in the Jordan River. God the Spirit in the form of a dove, coming and lighting upon the person of the Lord Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, as man. And God the Father speaks from heaven. The heavens are open. And God the Father declares publicly, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. This is so precious to read, beloved friend, as we read this in verse 17. It says in the Hebrew, it says, Ze bni yedidi asher atziti bo. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. God was so pleased with this beloved son of his, who is now a man living here upon the face of this world. What an amazing, amazing declaration. And so while Matthew presented, in Matthew chapter 3, John does not mention that. And you notice now, the next day, we are now back in John 1, verse 29 to verse 34. Now John, Yohanan, pointing to the person of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the following day after his tefillah, after his baptizing, and he present him as the Lamb of God, Se Ha Elohim. And so we read in verse 29, the next day, John sees Jesus coming unto him and says, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of this world. Beautiful, beautiful description, beloved friend. This is the Lamb of God that John is pointing to right now in verse 29, the following day. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of this world. This is the one who is the seed of the woman of Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. He is the one who is the seed of Abraham, of whom we read in Hebrews. He is the one who is the seed of David, of whom we read in the book of Romans chapter 1. He is the one, beloved friend, he is the Lamb of God, Se Ha Elohim. But when you think about a lamb, you think about a four-legged animal. You think of four-legged lamb that Israel, our people throughout the ages, have killed in obedience to God in order to provide forgiveness of sin, to make atonement. But this time it's not a four-legged lamb or an animal, but it's two-legged men whose name is Yeshua. And now John, Yohanan says, Behold the Lamb! Behold the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of this world. In Isaiah chapter 53, we read in verse 6, All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord laid upon him the iniquities of us all. Look at verse 7. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Listen, he was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearer is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. This is the Lamb of God. This is the one of whom Isaiah was speaking in Isaiah 53 in verses 7 and 8. He is the one of whom we read in Isaiah 53 and verse 10, Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Beloved friends, beloved brothers and sisters, behold the Lamb of God, this exclamation that John the baptizer proclaimed concerning the person of our Lord Jesus, the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, is a fulfillment of what was written in days of old. You remember when our forefathers, the people of Israel, came out of the land of Egypt. In Exodus chapter 12, God said to them in verse 3, Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In a tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. Verse 5 of Exodus 12 says, Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male, the first year, young male, and it will be one of your sheep or from your goats. And you will keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it, the lamb, in the evening. You see, God said to Israel, you must take a lamb, you must kill the lamb, you must take the blood, apply it to the doorpost and the lintel, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. That's the lamb that was pointing to the Mashiach. The four-legged lambs that were killed throughout the history of our people Israel, the animals, were but a picture and a type and a message again and again to point to the time of the fullness of the time where the Lamb of God, God's Lamb, will come to this world. And so we read, beloved friends, in John chapter 1 and verse 29, the proclamation. Hanan, John the baptizer, says, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of this world. It's a beautiful statement. In Hebrew it's called Hine Se Ha Elohim. Se Ha Elohim, the Lamb of God, Hanoseh et Chata'at Ha'olam. He takes away, he's not only covering sin, he's not only atoning for sin, but he takes sin away. He's going to take sin away. When he's going to die, he will remove sin from the presence of God as far as the east is from the west. He is the Lamb of God, the man. God became a man, and as man, a sinless man, he had to become that Lamb of God that will take upon himself the sin of this world. This is exactly what the angel said to Yosef, speaking about the birth of the son of Miriam. She, chapter 1, verse 21 of the Gospel of Matthew, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou, you yourself, shall call his name Yeshua. Why? For he shall save his people from their sins. How? He must become a lamb that will take upon himself the sin of this world when he's going to die as a substitute on a Roman cross, the just for the unjust, in order to bring us to God. And so that was the next day. The second day after the baptism, now the next day, John see Jesus coming to him, and he's proclaiming, and he said, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. And this is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. In other words, John is saying, I told you earlier that he was the one that is coming after me. He is preferred before me. He is preferred before me. He is preferred before me. And so, beloved friends, as we read here, when the Lord Yeshua came, and here we find out that John recognized and John admitted, you can read of it in Luke chapter 1, that the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, was born after John, yet he was a pre-existing one who existed long before John. He was ever there in eternity past as God the Son. And so we read, in verse 31 of our chapter, John came to present Yeshua the Messiah before Israel. That's why we read, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. Amazing. He says, I notice that it's very interesting, because he says here in verse 31 that he should be made manifest to Israel. Israel have heard, have experienced, have seen him when he came. He lived among the people of Israel for these 33 and a half years. And John came to be the announcer. He announced the coming of the Messiah before Israel. He manifested Christ, the Mashiach, the Messiah, before Israel. That's why he was baptizing in the Jordan River. And so in verse 32, he bore record of what he has seen. Look at the record. Look what he says in verse 32. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. He is giving us in a small way, in verse, that one verse, he's telling us what happened when the Lord was in a water of baptism in the Jordan River. I saw the Holy Spirit descending from heaven like a dove and abode upon him. He saw, and notice what he said, I saw the Spirit. He doesn't say, I saw the dove. I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove. He received a special revelation from God to see glimpse of the person of the Holy Spirit of God descending from heaven like in appearance of a dove and abiding upon the person of Yeshua. And he continued, and that's so beautiful, verses 33 and 34, John did not know, but God pointed this to him on his own. He couldn't know unless God had given him this revelation. You know, all the prophets throughout history received special revelation from God. John, the apostle, received the whole book of revelation of the Lord Jesus, that he saw special revelations that was specifically given to him from God. Daniel saw special revelation that was given to him by God. Yehezkel, Ezekiel saw special revelation that was given to him by God. Isaiah, Yeshayahu saw a special revelation that was given to him by God. Shaul, Paul saw special revelation that was given to him by God, by the Lord. And that's why in verse 33, John said, and I knew him not, I didn't know him, but he, this is God, that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Spirit. In other words, John heard a voice of the Lord who called him. That's why in Malachi chapter 3 we read, behold, my messenger. I will send my messenger, God said through the prophet Malachi about John the baptizer, Yohanan HaMatbil, that he will be his messenger. And he will present the Lord before Israel. And so here John said, I did not know him. I did not know Yeshua, but he that sent me to baptize with water, he the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit. Notice, it is so interesting. It doesn't say upon whom thou shalt see the dove. But John understood that the person that is now descending and remaining on the Lord Yeshua, on this man Yeshua, is the Holy Spirit of God who came in the form of a dove. But it was God who revealed this to him. And now notice, beloved brothers and sisters, here it is. And I just want us to see the climax here. And John said in verse 34, as he pointing to Yeshua, Jesus as the Lamb of God, he said in verse 34, he says, and I saw. I was told by God that I will see it. And indeed I saw, and I bear witness that this is the Son of God. Ra'iti, I saw. A'id, I bear record that this is the Son of God. Ki zehu ben ha'Elohim. And you remember, beloved brothers and sisters, and dear friend, this is exactly what the Gospel of John is seeking to present before us, the person of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, who is the Son of God, who is God the Son. Again, I'm referring you to John 20 and verse 31. These are written that ye might believe that Yeshua is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. I wrote the Gospel of Yohanan, John, for one express purpose, that you believe that Jesus is indeed the Messiah, and that also you will understand that he is God the Son of God. And by believing on him, you will have life through his name. So verse 34 of John 1, and I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Let's remind me of the beautiful verses that are found in the Psalms. In the second Psalm, we read concerning the Son of God. In Psalm chapter 2 and verse 7, we read, I will declare a decree. The Lord saith unto me, Thou art my Son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. At the end of the second psalm, the Spirit of God is appealing to man, saying, kiss the Son. Kiss the Son, the Son of God. Nashkubar, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way. This is beautiful to see how the prophets of Israel in days of old have pointed to the fact that the Lord Yeshua, Jesus, is indeed the Messiah, the Son of God. We read in the book of Proverbs, in chapter 30, we read this verse. Notice this beautiful verse there concerning the Son. We read in verse 4, who has ascended up unto heaven or descended? Who has gathered the winds in his fists? Who has bound the waters in a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? Well, the answer, of course, is God. Who else? And then the question continues. What is his name? And what is his son's name? If you can tell, can you tell what is his name and what is his son's name? Agur and Yakeh have asked. And so here in Proverbs 30 and verse 4, the question, what is his name and what is his son's name? John is telling us that this son is Yeshua the Messiah. Matthew says, you shall call his name Yeshua Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. And I saw, and I bear record, John is saying, that this is the Son of God. Just before we're going to conclude with this, if you remember, the Lord Yeshua the Messiah himself asked his disciples, when he was with them in the north of Israel, in chapter 16 of the Gospel of Matthew, we read in verse 13, he asked his disciples, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, this is his disciples, they answer Yeshua, and they said, some say that you are Yohanan, referring to Yohanan HaMatbil. Others said that you are Eliyahu, Elijah, referring to what Malachi was prophesying about him coming, Elijah, that will come to introduce the Messiah. Others said that you are Jeremiah, or one of the prophets, maybe what Moshe wrote in Deuteronomy chapter 18 as well, a prophet like unto me. So Yeshua said unto them, but whom do ye say that I am? And notice what Shimon Petros, Simon Peter answered and said. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Mashiach, thou art the Christ, the Christos, the Messiah. And he doesn't stop there. He continued and he said, the Son of the living God. And indeed, my dear friends, this is exactly what John the Apostle seek to present before the hearers and the readers. That God became a man in the person of the Son, and his name was Jesus. He is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, and one must believe on him in order to receive forgiveness of sins. And John said, and I saw, and bear record, that this is the Son of God. Zehu Ben HaElohim. How wonderful to know that Yeshua Jesus is the Son of God who loved us, came down from heaven in order to provide redemption for us. And here we are introduced to him by John the Baptizer, who proclaimed, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Well, we pray and we trust that as you follow through with these messages concerning the person of the Lord Jesus presented in the Gospel of John, that you, everyone that hears the word of the Lord, will ponder and consider to come to recognize their need of a Savior, the need of the Messiah, and to turn their hearts to him. This is the Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God, God the Son, who became a man and would give himself as the Lamb of God. Well, may the Lord bless his word. Shalom, shalom.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitam. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.